Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Evan Thomas, he was here today. I saw him in the hallway, gave him a nice wave. He does a great job of getting us
always
up.
Good to see him.
And running and twitching and motivated.
Yep.
And it is always good to see him. And thanks to everyone who called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
And thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Chapman brings it. Swing and a miss. And there will be a game six.
How about that?
Yes. How about that?
That's game five.
Game five of the World Series at Wrigley Field.
You know, that makes me think of, I had a car accident that night coming home from
the
game.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
The anniversary, eighth anniversary of game five and my car
Eight
accident.
Years
how many people did you kill?
Yeah, I did not know.
How badly was your car damaged?
It was totaled.
Was it really?
Yeah,
wow,
it was totaled.
A serious car accident. Yeah.
Oh. Right.
I was fine.
And thank you to thank you to Tyler Farringall for filling in for our guy, Brandon, too. Thank you, buddy.
Whether it's a coffee, a mimosa, a bloody, a Red Bull, whatever you got going, man, just get up and get it going and get here and get seated by about 10:30 and get ready to play be a part of a really good Big Ten football environment.
How about that?
Brett Bielema on the Illini students getting some coffee or something.
Before the Minnesota game on Saturday. Well, you want to, obviously, today is Brandon Fryer's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to Brandon.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
You know, he decided not to come in.
Yeah.
And we're a little miffed.
I'm not even mad at that, though.
He didn't even tell anyone, which was surprising.
Oh.
Tyler just happened to come in, mercifully.
Hey, can you work, Tyler? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Brandon didn't show up.
No, he was all arranged.
It was pre-approved.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was just joking. Hey, it's a Layla Wednesday! Always fun to have Layla here on a Wednesday. And look who's here. It's Marshall Harris. Marshall's here. It's like Christmas until you find out that Dan Bernstein's with him.
Aww. You were on fire today.
Thank you.
We were on fire with the Eberflus stuff today. You were in full, like, Emperor Palpatine mode to crush the rebellion, dissolve the captaincies, dissolve the Galactic Senate.
Hide down the Jedi.
Yeah.
You better take control of your life, of your job, or you're going to lose it.
I know.
Friend.
And, like, with all due respect, when David, you said, and I think you wanted to stop being nice and start being mean. I'm looking at a different axis. If we graph this between you got nice and mean and you have dumb and smart, I'd much rather he can be anywhere on the continuum from nice to mean as long as he gets closer to smart than dumb. Because there's coaches can do either. You can be your sort of, you know, growling Belichick type, or you can be a happy backslapper type, but just stop being stupid.
Where is he right now on that axis, in your estimation, Mr. Bernstein?
Too close to stupid. I guess it should be a memoir.
So we got you talking about smart versus dumb. We got Mully over here issuing Order 66 a la Star Wars.
Yes, that's
what he is. I just...
To crush the rebellion.
I can't wait to see what happens today, because to me, this is such a pivotal day.
So nothing. It's going to be so nothing.
Right. Yeah, it'll be uneventful. Nothing. Yeah, you know. I think it'd be pretty uneventful, actually.
You know. And what will that tell us, David, if it is truly uneventful?
Well, I think a lot of it will be outcome based. And so if they are able to find a way to win Sunday in Arizona, it'll be rationalized that they did the right thing. And
agreed.
And it's very seldom do we judge a process as being correct if the outcome, you know, the outcome is always going to be the what we focus on the most. If they win, it will be he handled it in a
perfectly
way that was acceptable. Yeah. If they lose and he, you know, disciplines Tyrique Stevenson, it'll be, well, that what if they would have just done the smart thing and played him because they need him? Then everything is going to be predicated on what happens
That's it.
In the game.
I completely agree with that. In the meantime, though, I got things that we need to talk about. So we'll talk it up
No doubt about it.
How are you handling all of life's intricacies?
We'll start with sort of setting the scene for what's going on at Halas Hall today. 10:25, we are going to discuss the White Sox hiring of Will Venable. And then at 10:45, one of his former players, Ian Happ, is going to give us his thoughts on the new White Sox manager, and also his thoughts on being an outfielder and having somebody try to pry your glove off and grab your other hand.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Those D-bags should never set foot in an MLB
building. It wasn't the Diamondbacks. It was actually in
again,
New York. It was Yankee
fans. I think it was bags, not bags.
Bags. They should never be able to attend another MLB game, at a minimum.
You can't say that when they're stars right now in the press and getting the full ESPN treatment.
Supposedly the guys are season ticket holders.
They'll be there tonight.
Well, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. And there should be charges pressed, because there's no way it's cute. There's no way it's okay. I don't care what kind of Yankee stereotype that guy is or how much he enjoyed the rally on Sunday. Mike Florio at 11. Evan Grant will have thoughts on Will Venable at 11:25. High noon, more Bears. Robert Mays has football thoughts at 12:25. And then we'll have Fresh Floose and Fresh Caleb.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.